The first iteration of the cybersecurity dashboard under the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program is supposed to come out later this month. It will soon be another piece of the toolkit agencies can use to step up their cybersecurity games. Molly O'Neill is Vice President for State and Local Government Industry at CGI and former Chief Information Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency. She says the dashboard is the tool agency managers need to understand where they stand on security and what needs to get better. Molly, thank you for sharing this piece. I'm sure this isn't a silver bullet. Is this maybe the most critical piece, though, for IT people to be able to demonstrate to non-IT people where their successes and shortcomings are to demonstrate why resources are necessary? Thanks for coming on, Molly.
Oh, you're welcome. And I do think it's a piece of the puzzle and a really important piece. I think that there's a lot of talk, and a lot of the CIOs and the chief information security officers are out there investing in lots of tools out there. But the reality is the executives in an organization, whether it's government or private industry, really don't understand how all these are being used and really the criticality of them. And so I think dashboards are really a way to actually show them why you have to have redundant tools in place, what kinds of threats are out there that are coming into an organization, and how many you're catching, and then what's coming in that the tools aren't catching. And so I think it's really an important piece to actually demonstrate the importance of the program.
You write in this piece about a real-life experience that you had briefing a corporate board about their security program. Tell that story, Molly.
That's right. And I did want to tell the story because what I loved about this experience, because you can go into a corporate board and sometimes they're not the best experiences, but I will tell you for this particular thing, cybersecurity dashboards to show the board members what we're due on a daily basis to protect the IT environment in an organization. And what I saw then, and all we did was something very simple. We showed them all the tools that they've been nice enough to support us investing in, what kinds of things the tools were blocking, the kinds of what we're blocking over a quarterly basis, and then what we're blocking that's not coming from tools, but they come from these information sharing consortiums out there, because that's a really important piece, because it shows, listen, you have to make sure that whoever has your cybersecurity program, that they are locked into these information sharing networks, because you're getting information about intrusions that are coming before the tools are ready sometimes. So what I saw, though, in this meeting was the eyes wide open. They said, this is it. It was like, now I get it. Now I understand what these tools are doing. And then they were asking the other questions. Well, why is this happening? Do we have programs in place? Is this all external threats, or is it because we're not educating our employees? So then I saw the eyes go off, they're understanding, and they're asking the right questions and the follow-up. And it was just an amazing experience to show, because I actually see it for the first time.
You write in this piece about the experience when they asked about spear phishing, and you were able to start that conversation. And it strikes me that that's maybe not the greatest value in a dashboard for non-IT people, but maybe one of the biggest, which is simply the beginnings of those conversations. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
Absolutely, because it does also show, because sometimes, training and things like that seem very sort of basic. But what that opened up a conversation says, well, I don't understand. Why are people clicking on that? And is that how it occurs? Yes, it is. And so how do we continue to not just have training around it, but how do we measure to make sure, are there certain populations, how do we do the analytics to say, is it executives doing it? Because maybe that's who we're not getting to it. Is it new employees? Is it a certain area of the country within our organization that needs education? So absolutely, it helps open up those kind of conversations. And I loved having questions like that, because it was sort of, again, more of the aha moment. I get it. And now I'm being able to explain why cybersecurity education, training, outreach is really important. And the dashboards were just the beginning of that. They were actually able to decipher and ask that question because of the dashboards.
You said a moment ago the concept of training seems rather basic. It also seems to me that in the kind of dialogue with nonspecific data and questions, it can be rather generic and rather shapeless, where as long as you're doing something, the executives probably think you're doing fine until, and it's when they see a dashboard and they see information and you're able to have those conversations that those, are we doing enough? Are we doing the right things? Questions get asked, or otherwise they might never get asked.
Right. And then they're never funded.
Right.
Exactly.
So you've got three things to keep in mind here, because you point out the importance of the type of dashboard and the kind of information that's on the dashboard. Why, before we get to the three things to keep in mind, why are those concepts, what's on it, and how is it presented, so important?
Well, I think for me, just again, part of it is having the experience of going to board members and also talking to organizations who are trying to do this. And I've heard about some examples where people actually are putting dashboards out there, but they're not done at a level that an executive is even going to understand. And so that's why I felt the need to say, listen, let's step away, and what are you trying to get out of this? It's an education, it's an understanding of the challenges, and it's showing progress. And if you can do those things on the dashboard, and also showing weaknesses and vulnerability, because that's where you get funding, then those are some of the most important things that you need to do.
So it sounds like the things, the dashboards that you've seen in the past have been at too high of a level for a non-IT executive and not too basic a level. And is that right?
Well, in some cases, no. They're actually, I've seen where people actually take the tools, like a cyber tool out there, and those cyber tools can actually generate a lot of data from them. Presenting something directly out of a cyber tool to an executive audience is probably not the right thing.
Yep.
You need to bring it up a level to say, let me tell you what this means.
I
were to roll all this up. So actually, I've seen it because those tools actually have those capabilities. And so what you want to do is know your audience. And that's why I put the first one, know your audience.
Yep.
If it's a technical audience, that's great. If it's an executive audience, it ain't going to work.
And the second thing to keep in mind that you write about here is illustrate the daily challenges. What do you mean by that one, Molly?
For this one, I think it's really important because there are so many investments in cyber tools out there, and they're needed, and actually redundant tools are actually needed, because what you see when you start to dashboard these things is you can have lots of different tools, and they're catching different things, and there's a reason for that, right? Because there's constant updates and things like that. That's why most companies have a lot of redundant tools in certain areas. But why I think it's important to actually illustrate what these ongoing tools are at least doing at a high level is it does show that it's cybersecurity is not one and done. And it shows that it just doesn't go away. And it's, you know, every month and every quarter that you're reporting to an executive, you're going to have activity. And you want to show that you got to continue to stay on top of these things. And this is why you're making investments in education and new tools and upgrades and everything else, because it tells that story.
The last item that you write about to keep in mind when constructing an executive cyber dashboard is showing the vulnerabilities and highest risks. Is that just so an executive can see where you are most vulnerable, or is there more to it than that?
I think it's to keep you honest, first of all, and also to show where the investments need to go. So if you're showing everything is great and we're finding all these things and we think all of our people, process, and tools are protected, well, then you're just showing the ongoing and that you need to continue the same course. But I think really at the executive level, you need to show where the vulnerabilities are, and you need to take the step and say, this is where our most sensitive information is. And by the way, we've looked at where this is located and where the latest protections are and how is that an old legacy application, and have we prioritized protecting it in some of the new ways that we can protect things. If we don't do that, we will never get the funding to actually do it. So we have to show where the most sensitive information is, what the protection level is, and where our highest vulnerabilities, in order to show progress, but also to help prioritize funding.
I want to go back to the know your audience piece, because we kind of walked into that one a little faster than I anticipated, Molly. But you write, avoid tool-based dashboards that provide too much detail. And that's one of the things that I thought about even before I got down to that part of your piece. I was thinking about it at the beginning as I started to read it, is that there is such a thing as too much information, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I say. I think the tool-based dashboards are great for the CISOs and the CIOs and all the people working directly into cyber on a day-to-day basis. But if you're pitching to an executive or a board member, you can get stuck very quickly on trying to explain the ins and outs when what they need to know is, the fact that we're still finding a lot of unknowns, but you're not providing a resource for us to have the time and effort to spend in some of these information sharing groups, or we don't have the resources to do that. So you're having the wrong kind of discussion. You want to get to the important discussion, which is, are we investing in the right places? Are we continuing to make investments in the right places? And are we improving, our security posture every day, every month, every quarter, every year?
I read something between the lines of your piece, Molly, that maybe you didn't intend, but I take as a positive sign. And that is, I see kind of implied in all the comments you make about the executive discussions that you participated in or that you've heard about, that we're no longer in the mindset, either in government or in the companies that deal with the government, of, well, we haven't been attacked yet, and so we must be fine. Am I reading too much into it, or is that, has that spirit kind of gone away?
Well, I'm not sure the spirit's gone away, but it certainly needs to. I think the spirit is in a, what I'll say is, we're at a tipping point now, right? To say, listen, we're all in government. Okay, if we're talking about government, we are all, having some kind of intrusion coming to us almost every day, right? If not every day, every hour.
Yep.
And so I think there is starting to get that acceptance. And I think that's part of putting the dashboard out there to say, listen, if you don't think that's happening, you're wrong. And we need to, understand that it's not just this organization, but every organization is going through this. It's really how we manage it, how we're going to be responsive to it, and how we're improving things on a day-to-day basis.